Welcome to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and Tiki K's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Brandon Kohlberg has been a mortgage advisor for over 14 years and is ready to assist you. Call Brandon now at 704-999-6646. Visit carolinasmortgageradio.com. And now, here is your host, Brandon Kohlberg.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for tuning in to Carolina's Mortgage Radio, the number one radio show for mortgage and real estate. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. It's been a great week. A lot of things going on in the marketplace, in the real estate world. We have Ray Patterson here in studio with us. Ray and I work together at Mortgage Right. Ray, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you today, Brandon?
You know what? I'm doing pretty doggone well. So it has been, a great summer in the real estate world, with interest rates, with home appreciation, a little bit of a kind of a drawback as kids are getting have gotten back into school. Now we see things kind of starting to pick back up. Kind of, what's your take on, you know, what's the outlook in the market right now?
Well, it's interesting. There's a lot of worried people out there thinking that we're going to have another semi-crash. I think that's a lot of fluff,
yeah,
in the media. And I actually think that the economy is humming along. And so I think it's a great time, not only for buyers to that are entering, the Charlotte and surrounding areas. We're getting about 100 plus a day.
Yeah.
And then you're getting first-time home buyers that are, you know, that are coming of age, that are already here.
Right.
And then people that are selling to buy up. So with lack of inventory, home appreciation, and the amount of people moving here, it's a great time to buy or sell. And then you have market rates that have dropped.
Yeah.
So the people that that aren't buying, that are just sticking where they are, it's a great time to look back and do a mortgage checkup to see if there's an opportunity to save money or maybe get a little cash out.
100%. And we're definitely going to delve into that, you know, in great detail. Before we do that, obviously, you know, you and I have, been teamed up and been a part of Mortgage Right for the entire year now. Kind of give us, you know, a quick rundown of your history. Ray, you serve as the regional vice president of sales for Mortgage Right here in the Carolinas. And so kind of give us an idea of, you know, your background and what really Mortgage Right has going on that makes, you know, from a company standpoint, from a service standpoint, makes Mortgage Right so appealing right now in the mortgage world.
Yeah, sure. So I have a little bit over 11 years of experience in the mortgage industry. Started off doing the fulfillment side of the business. So I actually have a couple years of processing loans and some junior underwriting. So that was a good platform for me to launch off into sales.
Yeah, so you've kind of seen all the back end and the front end too. So really good understanding of the mortgage industry.
It's great so that, you know, you have the ability to see up front and pretty quickly what's going to work and what's needed to make it work. And when it's not going to work, to let people know up front, it's not going to work.
Yeah. Too many times now, especially right now, you know, people are getting these, you know, pre-qualifications, pre-approvals, whatever, the go-ahead to go shopping and, you know, things are kind of falling apart in the mortgage world. It seems like there's just a lot of new people out there who aren't really experts in our industry, unfortunately, that are somehow attracting some business. I think they get, maybe some loan officers at these big banks who get the walk-in traffic, not really referred by, you know, by a great real estate agent, and which is causing a lot of those issues.
Well, our market here locally is fantastic, and there's a lot of people that are entering the not only the mortgage industry, but the real estate side of it as well, because they're seeing the opportunity. Not necessarily do they have the skills and the knowledge that is needed in order to make it work. And so you have banks, lenders. We have all sorts of people, you know, entering companies that are hiring.
Right.
And they're just bringing them in as fast as they can and not necessarily bringing in the best of the best.
Right.
But just a warm body to sit in the seat and to try to get some of the work done that's from the influx or the overflow of work that they now have.
Yeah, and certainly just creating, you know, issue upon issue with that system, right?
Yeah, we are now known as not only the right lender to use from the start, but now we've become the rescue lender.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can't count how many times we've had those phone calls in the past few months, right, Ray? You know, someone, you know, calls and says, hey, we're a week from closing. We've been through the process and come to the last minute here. They get denied. And we're getting calls because we've established that, you know, reputation in the industry that, you know, we do things right and we get the job done. And and so we step up to the plate at the last minute. I actually figure out if, number one, can this deal be done by anybody? And if it can, we are the team to actually get it done. And we've, I don't know, a dozen, maybe even two dozen in the past couple months that we call these rescue deals that we've had to step in, restructure the loan if need be, make sure that the loan actually fits into the guidelines. And I'd say of those, you know, two dozen deals, I'd probably say we've closed well over 20 of them. So, you know, we're batting 90% or so, where these other lenders just really don't know what they're doing, know how to make things fit into the guidelines, fit in the boxes of which these mortgages, you know, really do have to fit in. And then, you know, we come in and make the deal happen.
What's interesting and funny is when we get one of the rescue deals that is a slam dunk deal to begin with.
Right.
From a lender that just didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
We still need to say, you know, we joke around and be like, this one was really tricky. And we had to work extra hard to get it done, but we did it. So you get a few of those in there, but there's quite a gap or a variation, a difference between the overlays from lender to lender as well.
And talk about what is an overlay. I think that gets lost in translation. You know, tell us more about what a mortgage overlay is.
Sure. So we're all on a conforming loan, and either, you know, FHA, conventional, VA, USDA, what have you. We all have the basic outline from each one of those different entities where they have their guidelines set in stone that we all have to abide by at a minimum.
Right. So a conventional loan has set standard guidelines that they allow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So then when there's an overlay that's taking those set minimum standard guidelines and adding to them to make it a little bit more cumbersome or even more challenging.
Yeah.
To be approved. And that's for each particular lender or bank's tolerance of risk.
Right.
So if they don't want an FHA loan that has a credit score under 620, then they have created a lender overlay or an additional overlay to not allow those to be approved, even though FHA doesn't require any minimum credit score.
Right. Okay. So good understanding there. And so going back to the rescue part, we should do an ad for, you know, Rescue 911 Mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's a good TV show.
Yeah.
we're going to get our own reality show. Mm-hmm. But
we can come by with the mortgage right ambulance.
If you ever needed a mortgage right ambulance, if you've been denied and had one of those situations, we would love to hear about it. We'd love to hear your stories. Call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Colbert. We've got Ray Patterson in studio with us. We are team members at Mortgage Right. Ray is the Regional Vice President of Sales and has done a fantastic job kind of building out Mortgage Right in the Carolinas. because we do things the right way, because we don't have overlays on these different mortgage products. So tell us more about, you know, kind of, you know, you have a huge grasp of the mortgage industry, Ray, been in it for 13, 14 years now, been on every kind of side of the mortgage industry. When you and I kind of teamed up to start the year to, you know, to bring Mortgage Right to the Carolinas, you know, what were those things that you looked for to kind of propel yourself in this new role? And obviously to, you know, create an environment, a company here in the Carolinas that is really dedicated to not having those types of issues where, you know, banks, you know, other, you know, not good lenders drop the ball. What was your vision to create something where things like that didn't happen, where we provided unparalleled service to the client?
Well, first of all, there's just a huge difference between a bank and a mortgage lender.
Yeah, talk about those.
It's interesting as far as how many different lines of business a bank may have. Right. And at any given point in time, a first mortgage, second mortgage, equity line of credit, those may not be their main priority.
Checking accounts, savings, money markets, brokerage accounts, all these different, you know, things that a bank is doing.
Yeah, so most clients, buyers, borrowers, whatever you'd like to call them, a lot of them assume that the bank is where they should go. And a lot of that's from, like, well, I have my banking, you know, checking and savings account at XYZ Bank. I should go get my mortgage there.
Right. They won't need any documentation because they see my direct deposits.
They've already got my info, so I should just go there. It'll be easy.
Right.
Wrong. And the reason why that's wrong is, again, because of all those different lines of business that they have. And they really do look at it more as a transaction instead of an individual client and doing what's best for that actual buyer versus let's just get this one more transaction completed so we could go back to our main focus of our offshore commercial lending at this point in time.
Right. Yeah, I remember actually working for a big bank here in town. And, you know, part of my job, which is crazy and it shouldn't have been, part of my job was to cross-sell for the bank. I only do mortgages, even when I was at the bank, but I had to cross-sell a checking account, savings accounts, and you know, go figure, that bank ends up getting lawsuit after lawsuit for fake accounts.
I worked for this same large bank, which we won't mention the name, and they said the ideal customer or client should have 7 accounts.
Right.
And they want each and they strive to have each and every client have 7 accounts. Whether that client wants those 7 accounts or not, that's what they're pushing.
We're going to open them whether you want them or not.
Right. And some of them got open for them when they didn't want to. Right. But then even on the financial investment side of it, you've got financial advisors that are working with clients that have 1 million-plus assets under management. They're getting large bonuses to refer to in-house mortgage lenders.
Yeah.
And for just referring it over, and they're not willing to do it because if the loan goes poorly, then that client is subject to taking their assets and moving them to a different bank.
Right.
And that just shows you that's a prime example of how bad the process can be at the major bank, that even with a large incentive to send to a mortgage lender at your own bank, these financial advisors aren't doing it.
And you know, let's be honest, but 100% true, but those are probably few and far between where, you know, someone's got those $1 million in assets tied up, you know, at that at a particular bank. It's more prevalent where, you know, they don't have that, and there is this huge incentive to keep them in the bank with all these different accounts. And so you really create the issue where you're doing the people that work for a particular bank are no longer doing what's in the best interest of the actual client. They're doing what's in the best interest of the bank. And so that's what really separates us. Well, there's a lot of things that separate us, let's be honest. But that's certainly one of them. We only do mortgage, not cross-selling anything. We work with local CPAs and financial advisors and attorneys.
And bank employees and
insurance representatives to make sure our clients are extremely well taken care of. But those are vetted from personal relationships, knowing that our clients are going to be in great hands with them. So we want our clients to succeed financially, but we're doing what's best for them, not what's best for a bank.
Everyone's on the exact same page with the same goal.
Right.
And that goal is to give excellent customer service and to close loans compliantly.
Yeah.
And we can do that compliantly without a ton of additional overlays.
Right.
Because as long as we're abiding by the guidelines that are set for each type of loan that we offer, and we're doing everything by the book, by those guidelines, there's no reason why we should have additional overlays. We're selling directly to them.
Right. And the client wins. Mm-hmm. Right. So the win. Hey, if you've got questions, we've got the answers. Call us anytime. 704-999-6646. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. So, Ray, the market, a lot of things going on from a global perspective that affects interest rates. Interest rates are way down. A lot of people refinancing right now. You know, who knows what's going to happen with, you know, this whole, you know, trade. I guess they call it war. I don't really call it a
tariff
war. Tariff with China. Some things coming on online with that in the next few weeks, it seems like. We've got the Fed meeting later this month, I believe, maybe talking about lowering rates again. How do those things affect the interest rate market in the mortgage world? And what do you think is going to happen through the end of the year, even into 2020?
Well, we have seen dramatic drops in interest rates over the last 6 months.
Yeah.
And it has had a lot to do with
and really over the last 2 months is, you know, mm-hmm. really big.
Yeah. And there has been some pressure where pressure put upon to the feds to reduce rates,
right,
and to keep the market growing.
Yeah, our president has hammered the Fed to lower rates.
Correct.
Yeah,
and we'll see if that continues next week.
Yeah.
And in the near future. But anyone who has purchased or refinanced or has just originated a new loan, has a new mortgage over the last 2 years. Needs to get a mortgage checkup.
Yeah.
And it's free with Mortgage Right. There's no obligation.
Tell us about that process real quick. How would that happen?
It's super easy. The client can do it one of many ways. We can take the application over the phone. They can do online, or they can actually come in our office and come see us face to face.
Yeah.
The application is the exact same for a purchase as it is for a refinance.
Okay.
It goes over the basic 2 year work history, 2 year residence history, income assets, mm-hmm. and we get permission to pull credit so we can get the full picture.
Fantastic. You can look us up online, carolinasmortgage.com. That's carolinasmortgage.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and the internet, 704-999-6646.
Yeah. So they can, get that application completed, which typically takes all of 10 minutes.
Yeah, real quick.
It's free.
Perfect.
There's no obligation for them to use us.
So no downside here.
The goal would be for the client to be so excited about the process and right. then about what we can offer that they would want to move forward and do their loan with us.
Yeah.
But the initial checkup.
Yeah, and we'll review the numbers. You know, they do that, start the process. We review the numbers, and we'll present some different options and say, and maybe it's a situation where it's not right for them. Or right. We're obviously not going to push them into anything.
Of course not. Okay. You know, it's either going to be a tremendous amount of savings, mm-hmm. or we're going to tell them that it doesn't make sense. Right?
Excellent. Yeah.
During the mortgage checkup, depending on how long ago they actually had the current mortgage or close on the current mortgage that they're in now, we'll dive in more than just rate and loan amount. We'll talk about how does the house meet their current family needs?
Right.
You know, how has the income changed since the start of that loan?
Yeah.
You know, what has happened as far as their wants and needs for the current house they're in, if they would like to stay there? Is there the ability with the market gain to potentially do some cash out? Maybe they want to do some renovations.
Right.
We have a
and not to cut you off here, but
go ahead.
You had a situation just a couple months ago where we did one of these mortgage check-ins, and we actually found that the guy, this particular client, his homeowner's insurance was over $2,000 a month. We didn't even do a new mortgage for him, but we connected him with one of our insurance representatives and was able to save him. What we dropped him down to $900 a year, so $1,100 savings just on a mortgage checkup, where we ended up just looking at his homeowner's insurance.
Right, and we directed that client to not refinance because the difference in his actual rate versus where we are today for that particular client, the savings weren't there.
Right.
But, you know, we could have easily just said, okay, bye-bye. This right. doesn't make sense now, you know, and that was the end of it. But we really do care about each individual client.
Sure.
I mean, to do what's best for them.
100%.
And so that's great that we also work with a wonderful insurance rep here locally as well.
Right. I believe that was Joe Rickey with Liberty Mutual.
That was Joe.
Excellent.
Did an amazing job.
Yeah, he helps out a lot of our clients, saves our clients a great deal of money, and always provides unparalleled service in the industry, just like we do in the mortgage world.
So doing the refinance, doing the mortgage checkup, not only will the mortgage checkup be easy and quick, but if it actually does make sense to move forward, mm-hmm. Then the process from there, that's when it really becomes fun.
Yeah.
That's when we can show people what we can do.
Absolutely.
And so I think that that separates us as well in the industry, especially from the big banks that won't even allow you to close in less than 45 days. They don't even have the option, even right. on a purchase. Definitely yeah. not on a refinance. We're closing refinances 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Easily.
Why are they so backed up? I mean, we've been doing this for, almost 30 years collectively. Mortgages, shouldn't be all that difficult. It's if you know what you're doing on the front end, which you and I have experience in every facet of the mortgage industry, operations, sales. Why can't they get their stuff together?
Because everything is retroactive instead of proactive
right.
for the banks. And whenever there's an influx in business due to the market with rates being low, they'll hire, again, and
they're
everybody.
They're just unprepared.
Correct.
Yeah.
They don't want to – they never want to have too many people on staff mm-hmm. that they would have to pay
right.
That may or may not be needed.
Right.
They'd rather wait – until they're swamped and everyone's getting bad service.
Right.
And then try to hire at that point, and then they can never catch up.
Right. And then they'll also clock out at 5 where you and I are, clocking out at midnight, to make mm-hmm. sure that our clients are well taken care of.
Right.
Just a different process.
Yeah, they work off of an 800 number, from 8:30 to 5 where the client has to be on hold for 10 minutes. At any particular given point in time. It's fun. I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
Versus, you and I working on our cell phones.
Right.
We're open 7 days a week. I mean, if you can text me,
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be able to get me.
Yep.
And clients and our referral partners know that sometimes.
Most people don't even use the phone anymore. It's all text. So mm-hmm. So when you're trying to, you know, call an 800 number for, you know, ABC Bank, you know, have fun with that. You can just text us and we'll get right back to you.
That's weird. I've tried texting those 800 numbers and I just never get a response.
If you hate texting 800 numbers and not getting a response, call us 704-999-6646. You can even text us at that number, 704-999-6646. Call us during or after the show. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. We've got Ray Patterson here in the studio with us. So, Ray, so someone takes our advice, wants a mortgage checkup. We're the doctors on call. They complete the application. We actually determine there's a great deal of savings that can be had in this particular case by providing a refinance. Walk us through that next process. What does that look like? And then let's really kind of dive into what refinance programs are out there, why or is a great time right now. But walk us through that next step where, you know, they call the doctor, you, me, and we give them a prescription to refinance.
Well, the first thing that we do is we put their name on the board for winners of the day.
Perfect.
But then we just walk them through the process. We give a clear outline, you know, from start to finish, yeah. What they should expect, and we let them know that it's going to be a joint effort.
Yep.
You know, this is a joint venture, and without their help, there's no way that we can give them the process and experience that we would like to offer.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we've already got the application completed. Typically, we already have some of their documents.
Yep.
Especially if they're doing our online application.
Yeah.
Which
you can upload documents directly through our mobile app.
Yep. Upload documents directly to the mobile app. You can take a picture with your phone and upload it that way.
Yep.
It's super easy. Simple. And a lot of our clients, especially the millennials, they want to do everything online.
Right.
You know, we'll have that wants and dreams call and make sure we're giving them exactly what their wants and needs are, you know, directing us to provide, give them all right. The education, structure that loan accordingly.
So we banged on the big banks for, you know, not being personable, for being, you know, this big company that looks at these clients as a big number. You just mentioned millennials and how they love to do everything online. Let's talk about some of these online lenders that do that but have zero personal touch. You know, a few come to mind. So while that may work for some millennials, you know, some of our other clients, you know, they want to come in meet face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get that. So, we're full service. We've got all the tech stuff, you know. We have a mobile app you can download directly to your phone, complete the application, track your loan progress, upload documents directly from your phone. But also there's lots of people who don't want to do that.
Well, we're a great hybrid
yeah.
because we have the ability to do the online application, to do online document upload.
Right.
You know, there is no 800 number, so that's great where they – you know, have the ability to get directly in touch with us 7 days a week.
Yeah.
But we'll also go to the closing. So we'll meet them face to face. And it is funny how typically in this day and age, the first time that we've met face to face with the majority of our clients mm-hmm. is at closing
right.
to celebrate their closing. So we're working locally with referral partners. We are attending closings. And then we're also giving the opportunity or the option to the client to do as much online techie stuff that they would like.
Right.
That any of the other online lenders that are across the country that don't have the personable part of it or portion of it included offer.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, one of the biggest techie lenders, I think it's something like Fasten. I don't know. It's not Sloan. But
missile mortgage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
something like that. It's somebody on an 800 number that's in a different town, mm-hmm. in a different state. Right. And then it's not just that person.
No, you get passed around and passed around.
You get passed around. You don't ever feel like you're building any sort of rapport or relationship.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like that particular lender really cares about you.
Right. And, you know, and I have about 20% of my clients still want to come in the very beginning, come into my office, which, you know, our office is right in Baxter Village in Fort Mill. Want to come into our office, meet us face to face, get an understanding of who they're working with. Most people want to do things online, and we've got those accommodations for those, but still have that 15-20% who want to come in and, you know, have a face to face early on, and so we do those as well. So, you know, we're really, like you said, hybrid, full service, and again, it comes down to, you know, we shop at the same grocery stores. We go to the same coffee shops. I mean, hey, you know, we send clients to Sugar, you know, the coffee shop right down in downtown Fort Mill. So, you know, we're very into the local community. And so, you know, when you're using these companies, these national companies, you know, you're taking that out of the local community. And we like to be a part of the local community.
Yeah. So it's great that we're here. It's great that we're working with local referral partners. It's great that we have the ability and show up at all of the closings,
right?
To celebrate the closing with the client. But the process after the application has been submitted, if we're doing a refinance, obviously there's no purchase contract that's needed. If we're doing a purchase, once we have that contract, we're just getting the rest of the upfront documents that were needed from the client.
Yep.
Easy stuff, you know, driver's license, pay stubs, W-2s, you know, bank statements, things like that.
Right.
We're only getting what's needed in order to get that loan approved.
Yep.
So we're not asking for anything and everything just to get it and shove it in the loan. And maybe we need it, right?
Right. Blood drawn, urine sample. Right. None of that's needed.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Firstborn. Yeah. So we get all of that stuff. We go ahead and have them e-sign the disclosures, and it doesn't matter how tech savvy the individual is. I can walk through, you know,
super simple.
I can walk a 90-year-old through e-signing the disclosures in a matter of minutes, mm-hmm. and I'm happy to do it. And when I'm done, they're excited about it. So
now didn't you do a loan for your 90-year-old grandma?
That's true.
She had no problems.
Give her a little bit of a higher rate, but, you know, just for granny.
He's kidding. He's kidding.
So super easy, very consumer friendly. So we get all of the disclosures electronically signed. We'll go ahead and order the appraisal and title that day. We have all the documents. We've already laid it out for the client. Hey, in order for us to get this loan closed as quickly and smoothly as possible, anytime we request documents from you, we really need you to get them back to us inside 48 hours. Mm-hmm. We don't have a problem extending the closing time, but typically, you know, the pricing is a little bit higher for a 45-day lock period,
which is what the banks are giving you,
right? Versus a 30-day.
Right.
So when I go over the difference in the cost,
yeah,
which would you prefer? And of course, well, I prefer the 30-day lock price.
Right.
Okay, great. This is what we need to do in order to get it done. Are you with me? Can you do that? Yes. Okay. So then we send that loan off to underwriting. Underwriting has it approved in a few days. We've got the appraisal back in a few days. But then we've got a conditional approval.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a great little little chocolate surprise, I guess is what we're calling it, a little conditional approval gift.
We do lots of different things during the process, right, to make sure that our clients have, you know, really a phenomenal experience. That's always our number one goal. So, you know, you go to a bank, their number one goal is to cross sell you and, you know, get five accounts out of a mortgage. Our goal is to make sure you have a phenomenal experience. And there's lots of things that we do during the process to ensure that happens.
And not that we're not cross-selling, but we are co-branding our touches with our referral partners.
Right.
So
we want everybody to look good and have a great experience.
Yeah, because our referral partners are doing a great job, and we want to include them on the success that we're having during the process of getting the client's file approved. So that's pretty quick there. So we've got that done, let's say, inside 7 days. We've got a conditional approval. We've got the appraisal back. Once we have the insurance, conditional approval, appraisal, and title, then we can go ahead and send out the initial closing disclosure.
Yeah.
You can compliantly send that out once you have hit all of those points.
Again, another delay on the banks. You know, they're not sending that out until the loan is fully cleared to close. And so it's another week delay, you know, in that process. So again, just a different timeline, different set of expectations, different level of service.
Correct. I mean, there's this little thing out there called TRID, which everybody gets worried about. Yeah. We are essentially doing away with TRID, which has from the date of the closing disclosure received, you cannot close before 4 days later.
Right. We don't do away with it. We just substantially increase the process because we're able to send out the preliminary closing disclosure much sooner.
We do away with the worry that the closing could be pushed back due to it.
Absolutely.
So we've got that all knocked out, right? So then our goal is to always get documents from clients a maximum of 2 times. And this is during a 30-day contract.
You mean we don't reach out multiple times and ask for the exact same documents that we've already got 3 times?
That would be the mortgage wrong way to do things. We are mortgage right. No. That's a terrible service. That's a terrible experience for the client.
And unfortunately, extremely prevalent.
Even with the bank that client currently banks with.
Right. Talk about that misnomer real quick, because we hear that all the time. Well, I think I should just use my bank because they've already got all of my information. The fact is, they have your information. They need exactly the same things we do. They can't go off of your direct deposits into your bank account. Everything follows a conventional or FHA, VA, US, the mortgage product guidelines, right? And we've already established that they have overlays on those guidelines where we don't. So it's so much simpler with us.
Yeah, right. I mean, they think just because, you know, if I bank with this bank, they've got my information, it should be easier. Wrong.
Wrong.
we're gonna request at a minimum the same things. And then the bank will then request additional things for their additional overlays.
And then additional things. And then they'll lose the additional things they got and re-request the additional things.
Right. So, and then everything's segmented. So you have multiple people doing one person's job, which takes longer to get it through the process.
And it's a much worse experience for the client because they've got to talk to 93 different people. Send multiple documents same time over and over because their files are getting passed on and passed on and passed on. You know, you and I, we've built a team here in the Carolinas where, you know, it's you and I on the front end and we've got a team behind us and one person, you know, per file. It's just a different level of service.
Right. And we're always the main point of contact throughout the entire process.
Exactly.
So we are the quarterback and we're
down. Sit.
Hut, hut. Mortgage closed. So we've made it through conditional approval. We've got the closing disclosure sent out. We're at this point again. We may be at 10 days in the process by all of this being done.
Right.
Okay. So our goal is only collecting documents from the client a maximum of 2 times. We're going to get as much as what we think we need up front in order to get the initial approval completed. The underwriter is always going to come back with at least 1 to 2 things that they think that is needed from the documentation that was presented to begin with,
right?
In order to get the final approval.
Right.
So we'll reach back out. Again, we've got this joint venture with the client, so we're in it together, in it to win it. And we say, hey, so-and-so client, we need only these two things left to get final approval. Can you send me these two items inside the next 48 hours?
And will we lose those documents once we have them?
We will not.
Excellent. So, hey, if you want to close a refinance or a mortgage purchase in 15 to 20 to 30 days max, call us 704-999-6646, or you can call the other guys and close in a few months and have a terrible experience. But seriously, look us up online, carolinasmortgage.com. Call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. We've got Ray Patterson, Senior Regional Vice President of Sales for Mortgage Right. So we went through the whole process. We've kind of laid it out. We've certainly established the fact that, you know, you really shouldn't be calling anybody but, you know, Ray and Brandon Mortgage Right to get your refinance and your home purchase done. Let's talk about why we should people should be reaching out to us right now for if you've bought a house in the last 3 years, 5 years, even 10 years. But certainly if you've bought a house in the last 3 to 4 years, you are absolutely due for a mortgage checkup. Let's talk about the market, Ray. You know, some of the clients that we've helped over the past few months that we've done these checkups for, and kind of go through the refinance process of as far as how much money we're able to save, where rates are, you know, is there a cutoff for what current interest rate you have right now? And just kind of walk us through that process of why now is actually a great time to refinance.
Sure. I mean, we have refinance clients that we've closed even at the end of last year.
That did a home purchase.
Correct.
Yeah.
And their rate, which was the competitive market rate at that time, could be even a point higher than where we are today.
Yeah.
And depending on what the loan amount is.
Huge amount.
Our average client that we are refinancing right now that has purchased in the last 2 years is dropping their interest rate by an average of 1% and is saving an average of $250 a month.
It's a lot.
And then there are the options that, so let's say we could save $250 and do a brand new 30-year fixed, and you're adding a year back to you, and you've closed a year ago, so you're adding a year back to your term. Then we look at a 20-year.
Yeah.
And then we look at the, and a lot of the times on the 20-year, for somebody that's saving a few hundred dollars plus a month, they could have a very similar, if not even slightly smaller, monthly payment on the 20-year. And then now we're not adding a year back to their loan. We're subtracting 9 years off the life of the loan. And that's saving them a ton in interest.
So let's put some numbers on that. So let's say your principal and interest payment is $1,000 a month. And we can refinance you down to a 20-year. And let's say we are able to keep that same payment because the interest rates now are so much lower than they were last year, 2 years ago. So now, and you're 1 year into it, let's say you're 2 years into it, give you a little extra credit. We're able to shave off 8 years of $1,000 a month. Do the math, $96,000 right off the top. That doesn't even include the fact that you're actually going to be paying down the loan faster. And so there's actually additional savings on top of that $96,000. I can't do that in my head.
Right. That's accelerated.
That's accelerated, you know, interest compounding in the reverse way. But let's just call it $96,000. That's the potential to save $96,000 over the next 28 years.
Which is, again, what we would love to do as far as the mortgage checkup is concerned.
So when someone fills out the application and we do this checkup, we're gonna provide them with all this information, right?
Yeah, we're not just going to push them or try to convince them to do a brand new 30-year and take that easy $250, you know, savings per month. Let's look at the long term savings. Let's look at how long you plan on being in this home, and what your goals are as far as maybe even retirement. You know, because we really want to set somebody up for success with life, not just a new 30-year loan that they're adding a, you know, year back to their current mortgage.
Yeah, again, that comes back to making sure we're doing what's best for the client. And like I said earlier, we, you know, we work with, you know, financial representatives, financial advisors, CPAs, attorneys, to make sure that we're not just providing a mortgage. You know, we actually review their entire financial picture and get them help where help is needed. You know, hey, do you currently have a financial advisor? Is there something, someone we need to talk to discuss that, to make sure that we put the right loan in place for your goals? You mentioned retirement. Maybe they got kids going to college. You know, there's lots of different things where a mortgage, you know, I think there's this notion that a mortgage just, you know, one size fits all. That's not the case. We take a look at everybody's individual picture and then give recommendations. It's up to you, the listener, the buyer, the refinancer, to make the decision, but we're going to give you all the options and put the right people in place to give you the most education, information to make that decision for yourself.
Yeah, there are a lot of wrong mortgage options out there, and that's why we're Mortgage Right.
I love the name Mortgage Right. It was one of the things that attracted us to it, right? I mean, it is catchy. We make a lot of jokes because it's fun, but it really goes along with what you and I have done in our entire careers in thinking about how do we want people to see us? There's a lot of internet companies, mortgage companies. We've talked about a few of them. We're here locally. We only do local business. And so for that, you know, Mortgage Right really drew us, you know, with the name, right?
I know it's cliche, but they really do it right.
Right. And it's an extension of us. You know, we want to do it right on the front end, but we're backed and supported by a company that does it right.
Yeah, that's it was really eye-opening when we went to Birmingham to corporate office.
Yeah, we're headquartered in Birmingham, Alabama, right?
When we first went there, and the three owners, Tanner, Joe, and Chris, spent the first part of the day for our introduction to get us to, you know, get excited about making the decision to come over to Mortgage Right.
Yep.
They spent the first 2 hours talking about nothing but fulfillment, talking about how smooth processing is, underwriting, closing, funding, post-closing.
So the clients aren't sitting at the closing table, you know, waiting, or, you know, arriving at the attorney's office with no closing package and no idea that they're actually going to close that day.
I mean, we did all of the research and the checking on how competitive they were with rates and fees,
right?
Because you know you've got to have a couple things in order to make this work, and it's the marriage of competitive rates and fees and a smooth, fast, easy process.
100%. And hey, if you're listening, you can listen to us all day and maybe not believe the hype, but give us a call. It is time for a mortgage checkup. We're going to give you all the right information, put some options together for you. Call us anytime during, after the show, 704-999-6646. You can catch us on Facebook, Instagram, Carolina's Mortgage Radio, carolinasmortgage.com. Got Ray Patterson here in studio with me. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg, talking about refinances. So lots of money to be saved, hot market. Now is the right time to be, you know, calling and at least getting a mortgage checkup. What do you see coming down the pike? Is it going to stay a hot market? What do you think?
Well, it will be interesting to see what happens next week after the Fed meetings. The
Federal Reserve meets next week.
And to see if rates actually do come down even a little bit more. Because that will help to strengthen the market, the economy.
Yeah. I would say get your dotting fingers ready for listening. If the Federal Reserve lowers rates next week, you need to be one of the first to call us, because we're going to be super busy helping people save money.
And it may be an all new low for rates.
It very well could be.
And it would be great to hit an all new low for mortgage interest rates while the economy is humming along.
Right. I mean, we've got so many strong factors. Income's up, you know, unemployment's down. So, you know, it really is a fantastic time right now from an economic standpoint. And if we can, you know, continue to have low rates, which, they're, of course, they're already incredibly low, you should actually be calling right now because you never know what
rates
you're going to do. Yeah. You know, park that money in a safe mortgage. You know, use that money to that savings to invest, you know, to do whatever you want. We're going to put those options together for you when you call for the mortgage checkup.
Yeah, when we're giving rates in the threes, any financial advisor would say leave as put as little money into that mortgage
right.
as possible and invest whatever you're not, you know, not putting in.
Right.
Because you'll get a return on your investment well over the 3% and change rate that you're going to have on your mortgage.
Yeah. Yeah, such a fantastic time to be looking into this. Again, don't hesitate to call, but certainly be ready to maybe call next week. 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. Ray, before we sign off for the week, anything that we kind of left out, any noteworthy items coming up on the docket?
Well, definitely want to make sure that all of our listeners understand that we are open 7 days a week.
Right.
So even though we're signing off for the week, we are open on the weekend.
Yep. So all day, the rest of the day here Saturday, all day tomorrow and Sunday, and of course we're back at it Monday, ready to put some options together for you, make sure you're well taken care of from a financial perspective. We're not just going to look at your mortgage again. We helped the client save $1,100 on his homeowner's insurance, and we didn't even touch his mortgage, right?
Yeah, we just want to make sure that everybody out there that's listening knows that we're going to make it as easy as we possibly can. We're going to give you all the education for the different options that are out there that will best suit you and your family's needs. We're going to make sure that you're able to save some money, and if you're not, we're going to tell you that it doesn't make sense.
Right. And if you need that rescue loan, we're here for you. So thanks again for listening. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Colbert. We'll catch you next Saturday.
You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Colbert, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, Antigua K's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Call Brandon at 704-999-6646 or visit Brandon Colbert online at carolinasmortgageradio.com. Join Carolina's Mortgage Radio again next Saturday morning beginning at 9 a.m. right here on WRHI FM 100.1.